What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in to the second episode of Double J Podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about my plans for my nuclear bunker and some other stuff.
Jay's back for round two. Today we got special guest Connor Ferguson, baby. Connor, how you saying?
What's up? What's up, everybody?
How we doing? How we doing? How you been? How's the wrist?
Doing pretty good.
Wrist doing good? That's what we love to hear.
Y'all. All right, Connor, so
today's topic is what you're very fond of.
My nuclear bunker.
Your nuclear bunker.
We've heard a lot about this nuclear bunker, but
I was wondering if you could, like, fill us in on this nuclear bunker.
Yeah, so just starting off with the basics, basically, gonna put it in somewhere, you know, very secluded from everybody else, you know, very, very distant from any towns or anything like that. It's gonna be underground, obviously.
Why do you want to build it?
I want to build it just in case, you know, apocalypse, you know, or anything else like that, like, you know, certain types of people want to take on communism, anything.
Okay, that's cool, that's cool, that's cool.
Remember, so, Connor, you're not talking to them, you're talking to us.
For what use?
This is nuclear war, you moron.
Stupid.
Yeah, but like, what's going to be in it?
What's going to be in it? So I'm going to have all kinds of stuff in it. They're going to have like maybe 16 bunks in there, so it fits 16 people. Oh, yeah. You know, 16 people for food for 16 people for like maybe like a year or something like that. That's all like cans and stuff.
What happens after that year is over, though?
Then, after that year is over, the nuclear levels outside decrease drastically. So, basically, after that, we already got...
Dadgummit, right?
Okay, yeah.
For...
Gotcha, stop gossip.
This is a family-friendly show.
Who are those 60 people, though? Who's allowed?
Who's 60 people? I'm in the bunker, of course.
You know...
You have to pay for it?
You know, like, family first. I might have, like, different bunkers, you know what I'm saying?
First, but then Jack.
Then Jack, and then JR, and, you know.
Mike DePalma, no.
Mike DePalma, yeah. Everybody,
Mike DePalma's a no.
Oh, no. Okay.
No Mike DePalma.
Okay. He eats too much. The food
he eats too
out.
Much. Right, so we have no food.
Yeah. All right, so, yeah.
Okay.
Who farted?
Now what about the medicine you're talking about?
if you were
far away. Like, no, if you were in college. Like, what happens?
It's the radiation.
Yeah, I know. What medicine do you have to take to help with
potassium? Was it potassium iodide?
Potassium iodide. So, basically, what that does is it just neutralizes your body to, like, radiation levels. Basically, just kind of protects you from the if you're in, like, the outer zones of the radiation.
All right, what about the Hummer now, though?
The Hummer.
We heard about the Hummer.
So, the Hummer... That's like
is that your dream car?
That's the all bunker vehicle, basically, okay. Because you can do
the all bunker vehicle.
You can do anything with it. Put the turn.
America.
You know, okay. So you got some firepower.
Yeah.
But why is it a turn if it's just an apocalypse? It's not an apocalypse. It's just like a.
But you know, but it could be after a nuclear war, the
savages,
the people will start coming out and they want.
Dadgummit.
Because they can, because there's no like government influence after, you know, nuclear war, because everything is destroyed. So basically. Uh-huh. You're defending against other people, so that's what you got to worry about.
So it's man versus man after this nuclear war.
Exactly.
Radiation's not going to kill you, the people are going to kill you.
Bro. Exactly.
Alright.
Connor.
Nothing to worry about.
You got to stop cussing on this family-friendly show.
Let's say you're in college, right? Let's say you're all the way out in, like, California, across the country. How are you getting back to this bunker?
I don't even know how you getting back to the bunker. He wouldn't leave the bunker.
No, if he's in college and
go Mullards
breaks out, there's no planes. How do you get back there and live throughout the nuclear war and get back to your bunker?
Well, he won't be in college in California.
Well, he might be far away. Let's say you're in Ohio. Let's say you're somewhere that's kind of close.
And the bunker's here.
Yeah, the bunker's here.
Okay,
in Maryland.
You know, can create an underground railroad system.
Know, the Hummer comes with me. You know.
Okay, everywhere you go.
Yeah, or you know, dirt bike. I got my dirt bike. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah.
Back
here pretty quick, you know.
Yeah. So the dirt bike, but the dirt bike would not protect you from the radiation as the Hummer.
No, but he has the iodine pills. So
if you have lead, but if you line the walls of the Hummer with lead, you'll be protected.
Yeah.
From the so you could the lead.
Those
Hummer.
Are upgrades though. Those come after. You know, you gotta get the Hummer first, and then you can get the upgrades.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And you can collect some supplies on the way there, you know, steal from the gas station, stuff like that.
Yeah, it is.
So you're going to turn into one of the savages, though, once the...
So, well, Connor, I mean, you're it's purging. For themselves. You're a purge. You're purging.
Yeah. Well, that's what everybody does.
How do we know? We've never... The world's never been there.
Yeah, well, what do you think you're going to do if you got no supplies? What are you going to go out
Rob Walmart.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. I don't know. I can tell you what. Anyone steps on my door front, they're dead.
What?
In the apocalypse?
I'm
shooting everyone.
Why?
Right? If anyone came at your door in the apocalypse, if they're
looking to rob you, yeah, but not if they're, you know,
friendly. What if you have 16 people already in the bunker and they need in?
Well, if they need in, I'm going to tell them no, but, you know, exactly. They can still live outside of it, you know what I'm saying?
Connor will have a radioactive-proof dog shed out back that they
you
can live
you
in.
You can't trust anyone, though.
Can't trust anyone, though.
Give them a lead vest.
You can, walk into the bunker with a bomb or something.
Yeah, we don't want that.
I want their studio bunker.
Don't want that, what?
Mm-hmm. How are you planning on powering this bunker, Connor?
Powers by, you know, just gas generator.
You mean outside of it, gas?
Though. Outside of it, though.
You have gas for that long?
Yeah.
But that doesn't make sense, Connor. So if it's a gas generator, maybe solar panels?
Maybe solar panels, but that's
a gas generator.
That's a little expensive.
It'll pay for itself in a year. Uh-huh. Gas generators, you have to go outside into the radioactive waves to start it and refuel it.
Right, so that's why it's kind of a, you don't know, I don't know yet, you know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Maybe.
We haven't even talked about the most important part, water.
Maybe water. Maybe you could power it by water near a river.
Water to live.
Power by water. But, you know, water is going to be stored with the food.
Water. What kinds of water? Big jugs or water bottles?
Canned water.
Canned water?
Canned water.
Interesting. Why?
Is canned better?
It's better.
Canned water is better?
I mean, if it ever get, you know, plastic melts easily, you know.
I think the plastic's melting. You have a bigger problem than...
I mean, if so, like, when you know when like plastics when you take a really old water bottle, with like a plastic water bottle, you drink the water out of it. It's like kind of tastes like plastic. No, kind of tastes like you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do.
No, I've never had a really old water bottle.
No, it kind of tastes like plastic. So you're getting like
especially leaving your car like a hot summer
yeah,
day.
Yeah. You're getting that kind of like plasticky like residue in the water like over time, and that's just not good. So like, I'd rather go with the aluminum cans. You know.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You could use aluminum cans to cook in afterwards, too. There's more uses for that.
Yeah. There's a bunch of uses. You can smelt it down into, you know, aluminum...
make bullets
aluminum
out of it,
bars, yeah. Huh?
Bullets. You can make bullets out of it.
Nah.
No, I can't make... Nah.
But I recently discovered...
Casing, mold casings.
No, that's brass. You can't use that.
It's apocalypse.
I recently discovered, like, reloading, like...
Connor doesn't have crossbows, is that true?
Yeah.
I have a aluminum bow.
I feel like a crossbow is my go-to weapon in the apocalypse.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Unlimited ammo, you resupply, you know, just keep grabbing it.
Yeah, or, you know, yeah, probably crossbow.
AR-15, easily.
Yeah, but you only have so much ammo as you can find.
But also...
I have 10,000 rounds.
But once that's gone, it's gone.
It's 10,000 rounds. And then I got my Benelli.
Shotgun is the weapon of choice. If you're gonna choose a firearm, it's always gotta be a shotgun because you can do anything with it. You just run slugs through it.
Shotgun.
Buckshot, Benelli. Birdshot, go duck hunting, you know what I'm saying? In the middle of the apocalypse.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to go duck hunting for these radioactive birds.
It depends where you are, you know.
Yeah, but everything will be fine after a year though. It'll go down.
Not fine, but you know, it's drastically decreased.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. Chernobyl's not fine.
Chernobyl's not fine, no. But it's definitely a lot less radioactive than it was.
Didn't you say also, like, we're not near any cities, so we won't have that bad of
Yeah, so, like, they're not going to want to bomb Ocean City or anything like that. And especially if you move out
close
somewhere.
Close to D.C.
Not in the... So, I did some studies, basically, that the Tsar Bomba is the biggest nuclear bomb ever created. Tsar Bomba. Was the biggest nuclear bomb ever created and tested.
Of the Russians, correct?
What?
The Russians?
Yeah. And the radius of that bomb isn't enough for us to be in the blast zone, even at Washington, D.C. or Baltimore.
Ooh. Interesting. The times are evolving. Maybe they have a bomb we don't know about. Maybe we have a bomb we don't know about.
But we were so far out of range of the blast zone from the Tsar Bomba, like... We could survive something double that size.
But there are United States nukes probably in Maryland since it's near the Pentagon, D.C.
Hopefully those would get sent out, though, before they get hit here, though. You know what I mean? Like, if someone sends a nuke here, we're sending all their nukes at them, right?
Yeah, I mean, you never know, so.
What if one of those ones close to us misfires and just goes off?
Well.
Nuclear bunker.
They're usually stored underground, so.
Yeah, I think they probably thought about that.
Earth's core is just crushed then.
No.
Yeah. They're probably, like, 500 yards underground.
Do you think you'll be safe here, though? Because, like, after the nukes go off, the whole planet's going to warm up, and then global warming, and then, like, flooding, probably.
I mean, and then flooding's
the water,
not a problem.
Yeah, but the water level rise. We're already close, though. We're already close to the
flooding, I know, it's John Boat.
Yeah, flooding's not a problem, you know.
I just didn't want your bunker to flood.
I mean, if bunker floods...
Okay, we have Warlock Seals here?
Warlock Seals, yeah, for sure, yeah.
How's, that means how you have entering to swim this bunker, down.
Connor? It's just
it's like one of those big, like...
Yeah, it's just like a big door.
No, or it's like a manhole cover. You have to spin the wheel.
Yeah.
One of those? Yeah. So you have to take a ladder down in to get in it?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Going to be about, like, 50 feet underground full of, like, concrete on the way down, you know?
Concrete and lead?
Concrete and lead, yeah.
Yep.
I just don't know. How are you going to pay for this bunker, Connor?
That is a big problem. And the Hummer.
The Hummer and the dirt bike.
Yeah, I mean, I got my dirt bike.
Have you started, like, keeping rations?
Have you started, like, saving?
Have provisions begun?
Sorta. Yeah.
Are you saying, like, when your mom brings food home from the grocery store?
No.
How are you going to, like, build it, though? That's a good question. Like, how are you going to, like, start building
it? Are you going to build it yourself? You can't hire someone to go to a bunker.
I mean, I don't really want anybody to know about it, so I guess I'll build it myself.
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
You don't even know about that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
So you're going to start, like, digging a hole? That's it? First process?
Just... Digging a hole, and then you can probably get... So what I'm going to probably do is I'm going to probably put a shipping container down in the hole.
Oh.
As a start. And then I'm going to drill a hole in the top of the shipping container. So then you build the tunnel down to the shipping container. And then from there, you can just keep adding shipping containers on top or on
the... So shipping container, that's actually pretty smart.
Yeah.
What are those made out of? Iron?
Steel? Metal.
Definitely some steel.
Yeah.
You're not shooting through, like, a shipping container in the ground.
I mean, you can shoot through one, but...
You definitely can.
But, like, I'm going to have concrete on top of it. 50
caliber? Or... Crush that thing.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's going to have 50
caliber. Yeah. In Maryland.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah, there's some.
I definitely know a couple people with 50 caliber.
There's some rednecks around.
Deagles.
Sussex County. Russian. That's a good plan.
Yeah.
Just build from there.
Yeah.
So... How do you get on this list to get into this bunker? That's what I want to know. Because I want to be on this list.
I don't know. You just got to... I don't really know.
To be close to you?
Yeah.
Like, do your ring speech? Wink, wink.
Something like that.
You got to be the first one there. First come, first serve.
No.
Nah, that don't make sense, yeah.
But, so, we have the bunker. We're protected. We're in there. How are you going to keep us entertained, Connor?
Maybe
a lacrosse goal? Basketball court?
Pretty much going to be just, like, board games for, like, a while. And then after that, you know, after you can go out and actually...
Daggummit.
You got the MR...
board games. I don't know if I want to be a part of this bunker.
We can go hunting after
exactly, year. Exactly. Go
put a gym in there.
Go hunting, yeah. Hunting. Definitely a gym. You
what
know.
You do? What you could do realistically once you get it built, you could put a pond in there, and start breeding fish to live off of.
No.
Why?
Put a pond in the bunker.
Why?
Oh, like a little pool kind of thing, like a baby pool.
No.
We can start like breeding like.
Like this bunker, we can have like a breeding room, nice room, just like breeding animals, like cows.
I don't know about cows. We'll probably start with like pigs. They're smaller.
No, because pigs you have to kill automatically. Cows you can just use them for milk.
Yeah, I want to kill pigs. I want bacon. I can't live without bacon.
Okay, but still, you could technically breed animals in there. It would smell, but you could do it.
Yeah,
you could have like another shipping container.
A separate shipping container
like on the other side of the bunker.
Yeah.
We're bringing all these animals.
Yeah.
Chickens laying eggs?
Yeah. Could do that, yeah.
That works.
Well, you'd have to get chickens that weren't already, you know...
That's what I'm saying, like, before you...
After, like... Because, like, once you get exposed to that, like, radiation, like...
You have them down there
start,
already.
Like, mutating. You just start, like, getting, like...
You start with one chicken, it lays a couple eggs, you incubate those eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Those eggs hatch into chicks.
Yeah.
Those chicks lay more eggs.
Come on, we got a problem.
The average 40-foot shipping container costs $5,000.
Oh, you can get them used all over the Facebook Marketplace. You're good.
You could.
You could. Facebook Marketplace down? Yeah.
Facebook Marketplace has everything.
Be a dumpster down there with hay for all the animals.
Yep.
Okay.
Pigs would eat schlop. Like JR. Kidding. But I think that's a good idea. The fish, especially. Because fish lay so many.
You can breed a lot of fish.
You can breed a lot of fish.
Yeah.
Quick, too.
You don't even need that much.
Yeah. You just need
like. Because Connor, I'm thinking, I'm going to help make this bunker. I think we're making this thing the size of the school. Like underground school?
Yeah, maybe.
The underground fallout shelter would be crazy.
New children got to learn somehow.
Yeah. You got to have books, too, to teach.
Yeah.
Okay. So once we figure out who is going to teach the new generation down there, because we'll be living there for a while.
Yeah.
We don't know how long it'll take for the nuclear radiation. Maybe it takes longer than we know.
Maybe.
So once kids are growing in there, you'd have to place to bury or cremate the bodies, like a furnace. The elderly who die there.
No, we just throw them out.
Yeah, throw them out into the field above the bunker.
That we should have, you know, like submarines, you can like you look through and like the thing comes out of the top.
Yeah.
But you see Despicable Me?
Definitely.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
You know that big glass tube he's in?
Yeah.
Sticks out of
the top. I think we put like a bulletproof glass tube at the top of the bunker.
Yeah.
So we can like look around on the outside world, see what's going on.
Yeah.
That'd be
cool. I'm thinking like turrets.
That'd be an entertainment.
I'm thinking like we like plot out like a square around the bunker where the bunker entrance is, and we put turrets on all four corners, and they're laser and they're like
where are these turrets
motion
from?
Activated. You know what I'm saying?
Turrets are hard to come by.
Turrets.
Didn't
are
you say you
wanted
to be
by.
In the FBI?
Yeah, so, yeah, maybe.
Is that your dream job?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Just maybe.
What other like field would you want to be in?
Maybe like sports medicine or something like that.
Okay.
Sort of what Drew's into?
Go Mollards.
Cool.
Yeah.
Trainer, physical therapist?
Yeah.
You've been through a lot of physical therapy.
Those skills come handy, too.
Those could come handy, yes.
Yeah.
So are we going to have... So let me draw it out here. So it's a big square, the bunker, right?
Rectangle, and then more rectangles.
Rectangle?
I mean, because the shipping container is a rectangle, so you're just gonna have more rectangles, like, and you can just build onto the side and stuff like that. So,
okay, so we have a big rectangle slash square, cut into how many rooms? We have a bunk room, an armory, a food room,
animals,
an activity room,
You're a common living quarters,
school.
That's it. No, common living quarters can double as a school.
What's the what type of food are we gonna have? Like just canned food, MREs.
MRE?
If you can get MREs, but mostly canned food.
MRE
is not hard to come by, though.
I don't know.
Astronaut ice cream, that lasts a while. What would astronauts
ice
eat?
All astronaut the food ice cream is good.
You should get Chipotle in the
Chipotle?
Thing. Yeah, we should get one in there.
Do you know how much...
You can just go rob the Chipotle.
Oh, that's a fact. I'm not about to eat MREs the whole time.
MREs are good.
Have you lost your mind?
Okay. Yeah, they are.
No.
Have you had it?
No. They're good?
Yeah, they're fine.
You've had one?
Yeah.
Like you can like sell, you can heat it up and like shake it in the bag and stuff.
Yeah, you put water in it?
Yeah.
They're not feeding our military horrible food. They're fighting for our country.
It has to last. There's so many preservatives in that shit that it's like crazy.
Hey, it's not terrible. It comes with like a candy bar,
uh-huh.
A fruit roll up, like an orange.
Yeah, I've seen a few of them.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It'll do.
It will.
I mean, I'm not really picky.
I'm picky.
I'm not going to be picky when the world's on fire.
Those pigs will taste nice. You know, the bacon?
Yeah, once you kill all our pigs.
And eggs.
Fatty.
I'm going to get some chicken.
We're going to have no more
some chicken
animals. We forgot about a bathroom. You had a bathroom in the bunker, Connor.
Forgot about a bathroom, yeah.
You do that?
It's just going to have to be...
You can just, like, in the plastic bags. And just.
It's just going to have to be... Okay, so this is what I'm thinking.
Outside... Like 20 yards outside the bunker, be a septic tank.
And this is what I'm thinking. There's a toilet in there, right? But there's a pipe that runs all the way up to the.
How's it gonna go up?
But listen. All the way up to the mainland.
How's
right?
it gonna go up, Connor?
Yeah, there's a pump, and it creates a seal, on the, something comes down and creates a seal on all the waste, and then you pump it up, and it goes all the way up into the mainland.
What? Or you just drill a hole 20 feet lower than the bunker, put a septic tank.
Yeah, but then it comes up, you know what I'm saying? And then it's
gonna
come up. I mean,
it's gonna be big enough septic tank. A room this big?
It's gonna smell, that's what I'm saying, though.
Oh, it is.
It's gonna smell in that bunker no matter what, Connor.
Hopefully not.
Now, if we got like
some Febreze
fans and filters that come out to the mainland. Filters and then the fans.
Filters to the mainland, we're gonna be radioactive in a minute.
No, I have to like.
Highly filtered.
Like, filters are not gonna stop radioactive waves.
Radioactive filters.
What did he say?
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, see, really, that's a bad plan. How are you gonna breathe down there now? Because.
Just gonna.
Hold your breath for a year?
No, you gotta have something to breathe, you know? You gotta get oxygen somehow. That's what I'm saying. You gotta have some, like, access to, like, air. Because, mm-hmm. Or else it's just gonna get, like, you're just gonna run out of oxygen. You know?
I do know. Trees. Yeah.
Trees.
We could grow trees in the bunker. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
We push out
oxygen. We can do like a
carbon dioxide.
A pear tree or like an apple tree. Food.
Why are you always talking about food? We're talking about air right now. Food. Pigs.
You could do a maple tree and get some maple syrup for the pancakes in the morning and the bacon.
Stupid.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Out of all the necessities we need, you just said maple tree.
It's a tree. Air and syrup.
I hate you. I cannot believe you just said that. I'm actually so furious right now. I cannot believe you just said that. Infuriating me.
Maple tree? What are you, in Canada?
Yeah, maples.
The bunker's not gonna be in Canada. I don't think any maple trees grow in the United States.
Yeah, there's a lot of maple trees in the United States.
Where?
Let's look it up.
It's gonna be like Michigan.
Like right
Wisconsin.
Right next to Canada. Let's look at maple trees in the United States. Oh, yes. It's all,
They have some in Maryland, bro.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
There's some in Kentucky.
I stand corrected.
I could kill for some Kentucky Fried Chicken.
What is up with you? Did you eat today?
There's some in Maine.
Why are you so hungry?
I'm starving. But
I know you ate Chick-fil-A this morning.
I did.
Oh.
It's game day. Chick-fil-A is always a game day tradition.
You amaze me. All right, guys. I just want to say thank you to Connor for coming onto the podcast. Connor.
Yeah.
Thank you, Connor.
Yes, fun being here.
Double J appreciates you. Everything that you did for us today. Today's game day, Connor.
Today's game day. Let's
today's
go.
Game day? What do you think about the game? Hype us up for the game. Let the boys know.
So basically, we're just going to go over there to Delmarva Christian. We're going to give them a run, you know.
Yeah,
see what they got.
We the champs!
See what they got in store for us today. But, you know, JR, he's going to come in clutch for us today. He's going to get like 50 points or something like that.
Triple-double.
But I'll be
the MVP's out.
MVP Jack is out, so you know. We're gonna make it work though.
You don't need to flatter me.
We're gonna make it work though.
Thank you guys for tuning into the Double J Podcast.
We'll see you next time. Yo!